Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's an original family member of our Brain Trust, president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete's been hanging out with us now since 1998, and he's the president of that group. I think I said that. He's our good friend Pete. Welcome back.
Great to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back. So the Congress passed a tax bill in December, the Tax Cut Jobs Act, that the president signed, but there were some defects in it. Some of it wasn't permanent. There were some other things that needed to be fixed and adjusted and altered. Give us a report on where that is.
Well, Tax Reform 2.0, as it's called, was introduced in full in three legislative portions just a couple of weeks ago. What it does is make the expensing provisions permanent. That's very important to small and large businesses. Makes the individual tax rate reductions and the small business tax deduction permanent. It will also expand savings account options that are tax advantaged for families. In other words, it'll consolidate the IRAs, the college saving plans, all of those tax vehicles that we use to put away money will be strengthened and consolidated. But here's a real big bonus for startup businesses. There's a component of this called the American Innovation Act. Right now, taxpayers can deduct up to $5,000 of startup expenses for a business.
Wow.
Now, this bill will take it to $20,000,
wow.
So quadruple the deduction for startup businesses.
But how is that different from being able to deduct anything? Is that deductions that they don't have to match up against income? How does that work? Because you've always been able to deduct a business expense.
Yeah, right. These are costs that are incurred prior to the startup of the business.
Before you have revenue.
Things you invest just before your business gets off the ground. And previously, you could only deduct $5,000 of those expenses.
Right.
Now, if this bill passes and gets to the president, you could deduct $20,000 of those.
And that would be against your earned income of your current job or something like that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. All right, so what else? What about the they're going to make the they're going to make the small business deductions permanent instead of expiring in 5 years?
Yes, absolutely. And that was a big flaw of the bill, of course.
Oh, yeah, that really made me mad.
Yeah, I mean, how in the world can you plan on a good horizon for growing and expanding your business if you're working with a five-year, now less than five-year timeline?
Right.
It doesn't work. And
well,
so
especially since you didn't apply the same logic to the big companies.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so these are all very important steps to start correcting some of the original flaws in the legislation that passed in 2017. Long overdue. I think it will get through the House. If they don't have a vote before the election, they're definitely going to have one after, but I'm hoping it's before, because we got to keep momentum going for this.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate's going to be an uphill climb, but it always is.
Are you thinking this could possibly get done before the election?
I think that the House will vote before the election. That is the latest news I have from both the Speaker's office and the Ways and Means Committee. Now, what the Senate does with it, they'll probably wait until after the election.
Right.
They are currently busy with a lot of other things, and the Senate moves a lot more slowly.
Yeah. Glacially, is the word you're looking for. So, all right, if the House passes it and takes it to the Senate, and somehow the Republicans lose control of the House, does that bill in the Senate still valid that even a lame duck Senate could pass?
Oh, absolutely it is. And that, of course, sets up a very interesting situation because the political prognosticators
right.
are saying it's likelier Democrats will retake the House and that Republicans will continue to hold the Senate.
Right.
There may be some very limited Democratic support for this bill. There wasn't any for the last one, so
right.
we can't count on that. But you're absolutely right.
Yep.
They have until the end of this session, the end mm-hmm. of the year, to pass the bill, even if the elections have a result of flipping one House or the other.
Good report, Pete, on that. Thank you for that. We come back, folks. You know, there's an internet tax issue going on out there. The Supreme Court visited on us, and we're going to see what the Congress has to say about that. This is important for us small business owners as we sell over the internet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.